Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances, where we understand that finances, well, they can be confusing. But you don't have to face it alone, and you can have confidence for every financial decision. My name is Crystal Langdon. I'm a certified financial planner, qualified Kingdom advisor, founder of Crystal Clear Finances, and your host for the next 30 minutes. Now today we're going to talk about business ownership. One of my passions, I love sitting down with my clients who are business owners and talking to them because many of them look at their business as their largest retirement asset. And it is. You know, when you think about the wealthy that are in this country, it's usually those who own real estate, right? They have the apartment buildings, they're renting things out. And it's the business owners. They are the ones that have control of being able to grow their business, the amount of money that they can generate. Now, there are some people who don't want to own business. So how do they become wealthy? Well, I understand that investing in the stock market is a way of owning your own business because it allows you to buy pieces of businesses that you're interested in. But to be honest, it doesn't give you the type of control that you have when you own your own business. Now, what I've been seeing, especially lately, is that as people are starting to get ready to retire that own their own businesses, they're wanting to sell it, but they're not quite sure how. And the problem is, if you're banking on your business as being that retirement asset, that golden egg that you're going to cash in to get you through your final years of retirement, then you've got to position it properly. There needs to be strategic growth and a strategic plan of how you're going to sell it. What you don't want to happen is to be 65 years old and you have a business and you've worked all your life for it. And usually business owners tend to think it's worth a little bit more than it really is. And you get to this age of 65, you're excited, you're ready to sell, and nobody wants to buy it. And a lot of times, the reason why people don't want to buy it is because it's not structured properly. And by that, I don't mean, oh, was it an LLC or was it a C Corp? Was it an S Corp, a DBA? Not that type of structure. We're talking about, was it profitable? Is it diversified in the amount of products or services that you have? Are you diversified among your client base? And are your financials strong? You know, a lot of times clients will come into my office that are business owners, and they're very proud of the fact that they had to pay no taxes for the year. But when I look at that, I think about, if you build a business that shows you have no income, and then you want to sell it to someone, when you show them the books and they look at it and they see that there's no profit for the last 3 years, how much do you think they're going to be willing to pay you for a no-profit business? These are questions that we really need to begin asking ourselves in how we're building our business. And so that's what I want to focus on this week. And maybe even next week, I want to talk about if your business is your retirement plan. And it's okay if it is. Let's just make sure that we're putting the proper pieces in place so that we understand what makes it investable. Why would people want to do that? I also want to talk about who does that type of thing, who goes around and buys businesses, and what are the 5 questions that we need to be asking ourselves as business owners before we sell our business. So, of course, as always, we have a lot of information to cover today, so I'm going to jump in. One of the things that I thought was very interesting, and again, this is according to Garden City. I always want to make sure I give my references, Garden City Equity. And they were talking about the silver tsunami. Now, many of you have heard me talk about the great wealth transfer that's happening to women, right? Over $30 trillion with a T dollars that's coming to them. But we need to understand this silver tsunami. And what they're saying is that by the year of 2034, there will be about 77 million people in the United States who are 65 years or older. Now, why is that important? Because according to the studies that have been done by Garden City Equity, they're saying that the baby boomers were the most entrepreneurship-minded generation that we've had. That means these people not only redefine that retirement is not sitting on my porch in a rocking chair, they defined what their working life would be like. Now, I know millennials are doing a pretty good job of redefining that too, so let's give them some credit too. But the baby boomers, those were the ones that went out there and started their own businesses and built businesses. And now you have this great generation that started probably about 5 years ago saying, you know what? I think I don't want to do this anymore. Or maybe I don't want to be 100% solely responsible of my business. I want to start enjoying my grandkids, my great-grandkids. I want to enjoy life because many of them did not have a work-life balance. Because if you look at the generation that was behind them and you begin to see, what did they cry out for? They wanted that work-life balance. They didn't want to be working 60, 80 hours a week. So there are right now estimated to be 250,000 small businesses across America, and they don't know what to do. How in the world do they exit? Now, the typical way, maybe they have someone in their family that they're going to groom and bring up and they can take over. If you look at our office at Crystal Clear Finances, we're looking at five and saying, come on, five, help us in this transfer. But let me assure you, lest you get a little bit jittery, I'm not going anywhere for a long, long time. You are stuck with me because I love what I do here at Crystal Clear Finances. But many family-owned businesses are counting on that next generation to come up. And the family-owned businesses will often pay for their kids to go to college, pay for them to get the training. And then they're out there saying, I think I'd like to do what I'd be interested in. And so they make that dreaded trip home to talk to mom or dad to say, I really don't want to do your dental practice. I don't want to do your carpentry work or your financial planning or whatever it is. You're going to have to find someone else. Now, when you get to that situation, if you're a business owner, what do you do? Well, then typically you've got to go to a business broker and say, hey, I've got this business. I'm not going to be able to run this forever. Where do I go to find someone who will buy my business? And then they go out and they find the other people. And then you meet and you go through the EBITDA and you go through all the cash calculations and decide if there's a sale there. Another way is also that you have these big companies who make it their practice to buy other businesses. The problem with that is that many times they're going to buy the business, make some changes, and then flip the business in 3 to 5 years. So if you're someone who built the business from the ground up, you love that business. That's your baby. You know, we talk about companies, don't we? Where we say there's an infancy, an adolescence, maturity, and then you have to reinvent itself. Hey, the business owner has been through all the steps of that. When they're handing off their baby, their business, which may be full grown, and I can testify right now, I still call my kids my babies, even though they're in their 30s. So no matter how big a business gets, the business owner still sees that. That is what they have created. When you get to that place and you hand it off, you have to know what are they going to do with it. And for many business owners, they want to make sure the mission and the vision of it is carried out. So let's talk about what we need to do, because just recently I had a good friend. And she sold a family business. So she grew up in it. And then when her father passed, she took over and she ran it, poured her life into it. She was just she's an excellent person. And it reflected in her business. The clients were sad when she left. But here's a situation where she had to trust this outside entity to come in and love her clients the same way she did. And she's watching now from a distance how they're handling things, and her hands are tied and she can't do anything. So I think there would be some questions she may have asked herself differently. And to save future people from going through that stress, that disappointment, let's go through these five questions together. The first question that I believe you should be asking yourself before you sell your business, not when you're ready, do it in advance so you have time. So business owners who are in their 50s and maybe you're planning in your 60s is when you want to retire, now is the time that you begin asking yourself these questions. And the first one is, what are you, the business owner, personally looking to achieve with the sale or someone investing into your company? Now, you might say, well, Crystal, that's an easy question. You know, why? I'm just looking for money. But there's so much. Let's kind of go through some of the answers. Many times people will want someone to invest in their company because of liquidity. There are many business owners that we have as clients where when we first met them, everything they had was tied up in their business, which meant they were very wealthy on paper. But boy, for the cash flow, for many of them, it was too tight. So sometimes what happens is people will sell a portion of their business because they want that liquidity factor. They've got to think, what are you giving up in order to get the liquidity? Sometimes people who own a business, when they're thinking about why do they want someone to come in, is they want to take some of the chips off the table. Hey, listen, I want to start taking some of the gains that I have now and beginning to enjoy it in life. Another area, and this is one that I want to take a moment to speak to, is they want to increase the impact of the company and they have no more to give. You know, on our Instagram channel, we're talking about a book of the month. So what we've been doing is we've been having our financial concept of the month, and we'll use a lot of the Circle of Wealth tools there to demonstrate it. We'll talk about a financial book of the month. And for this month, we're talking about strength to strength. And if you get a chance to read this, totally not a financial book, but totally a life-changing book. Because the concept of this book is helping you understand that in the first part of your career, boy, it seems like you can do anything. You just have that raw brute strength and creativity that you can take the mountain and nothing's going to stop you. You got the Superman on your chest, okay? And you're able to get things done. But there comes a point in life, and this is scientifically proven, where your body just says, seriously? We can't do that. Crystal, we can't pull 15-hour days anymore. We can't do six radio programs in one day. Yeah, that's what I would do. Can't do that anymore. What happens is you move and you become more in the wisdom realm where your value that you bring to a team, you go from one strength of production to another strength of wisdom that the counsel, the insight, and the creativity that you have can be focused on the next generation, right? So you have the strength to strength. And this is a book I highly recommend. But what happens is when you're at a business owner, you get to the place where you say, I'm not sure what the next step is to do. I'm kind of tapped out. My creativity is running dry. I'm a little bit slower than I used to be. And sometimes bringing in someone into the business helps you to be able to continue the impact of the business. Most of the business owners that I have met have started their business because of a passion, because of a mission and a calling. They know that God has given them this idea, and they are going to chase it down with everything they have within them. And then they're going to gather a team around them that will believe in the mission as strong as they do, and they're going to run with it too. Much like a church, right? You have the pastor who sees the vision of, hey, this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to bring people to the Lord. And then you get leaders that come around and they're like, hey, we're right with you. Show me the mountain. We're going to go get it. And as a team, you move forward. Here's the newsflash. Business owners, I'm sure just like pastors, get tired. And yet they feel the calling to create impact. And so sometimes they will say, bring someone into my business so that I can continue on with the mission, or they will sell it, the whole thing, because they will place it into the hands of the next generation or the next business owner because they believe they can make the impact happen. And when you get to that point, you've got to think about this for a second. They are more concerned about the impact and fulfilling the mission than they are being the one to do it. When you have a business owner like that who wants to propel their business, that's when you say, okay, do we have all your other pieces in place so that we can help you make the sale? 9 times out of 10, they don't. And then it delays the sale in happening. And so we want to make sure that you're ready. Now, another reason why, and remember, what is the question we're talking about? The very first question is, what are you, the business owner, personally looking to achieve with a sale or investment in your company? I want to sell because I want liquidity. I need to be diversified. All my money is tied up in this business. I want to take the chips off the table and take some of the gains while this is a good environment to do it. I want to increase the impact of my company. Some of them just want to have more time with their children, their grandchildren, and live their life finally. Others will say, I want to do that, but keep me involved as a business owner. The point is that you have to understand why you're getting ready to sell. And you've got to be, pardon the pun, crystal clear with it. You have to know. You know, I was at a fundraising conference, and it was for One Hope. And they raise funds because they want to make sure there's a Bible in every children's hands. And they had someone come up on stage that was giving their story. And the story was at the Barnhearts. And in case you've never heard of them, you can Google. My 2-year-old grandson will tell you about them because they have excavators. But it's a crane company, right? So they will work with excavators. But the point is heavy machinery, heavy equipment. And this family, husband and wife, they wanted to make sure that they honored God. And they grew up, and dad had these few cranes. It was a small operation. And they decided when they got married, they were going to be missionaries. They were going to impact the kingdom of God. They were ready to go on the mission field. And then the dad said to him, I need you to take over the family business. I need you to pray about it. This is where your mission field is. Well, that caused a few conversations between the husband and wife at bed that night and for quite a while. And in fact, on the stage at One Hope, here she is, she's saying that she resented. And she said, you know what? He'll fail. Give him a year. My husband will fail and everything will be fine. We can go to the mission field and then we'll show God how much we love him. That husband, that man was able to take that business and it became the largest in our country. And I want to verify, my note said it was the largest in the world, but don't quote me on that one, but it is the largest in the United States. The impact they have is phenomenal. I was listening to a podcast the other day called the Generous Business Owner Podcast, great podcast. And one of the sons of the Barnhearts was talking. And he said, I was in that stage of my life where I thought Hummers, not the Hummer 2, but the original Hummer, was the best thing since sliced bread. And I remember saying to my dad, I had this whole presentation. I sat my mom and dad down. I realized that we had some money. And I said, Mom and Dad, we can fit 8 people in this Hummer. The entire family can fit in it. This way we can go wherever we need to. He said, it was the whole thing. And my dad at the end of it said, you're right. We can afford to buy the Hummer. Thank you, son. And he's like, yes, this was the easiest sale I've ever made. Yes, yes. And before he did his happy dance, the dad said one more thing. He said, actually, son, I think we could afford 2 Hummers. He said, and then I knew it was all downhill. He said, because then my dad proceeded to say, in fact, I think we could line our entire driveway front and back up and down with Hummers. Do you think we should do that? I'm like, no, Dad. He says, well, let me give you a choice, son. We can do the Hummers, or we could take that money that each one of those Hummers could cost, and we could help spread the gospel around the country. We could give it to people who are in third world countries that are working to make sure the gospel is spread. And we could make sure that we have impact in thousands upon thousands of lives. So you tell me, son, which do you think is a better use of our money? The son was saying on the podcast that that was his turning point in life, that he realized that just because you can have the money and you made the money doesn't mean that the best use is always on you and that maybe God has purpose for it. I say that to tell you that this family went on to give away 90% of their company. They no longer own the company. They were able to work with the National Christian Foundation, which is one of the companies we work with. And they were able to put their company in a trust so they don't own it. They live on 10%. Now, before we all think that they're saints, they have clarified that they live very comfortably on 10%. But how many of you business owners would say, sign me up, God? Put me in there. If you build my business where I can line my half-mile driveway with Hummers back and forth, how many of us would put it in there, would say, I want to give that to the Lord? Now, this isn't meant to guilt any of us, but that was what their role was. My point of it is, the reason why they sold their business is that they wanted to become more generous. And they now have a board where people come from all different places and sit on the board, employees in the company, and get to say, here's where we're going to sow money this year. And here's what organizations within the United States, outside the United States, that we're going to give money to. Business owners are given that unique responsibility where we have a business that when God just breathes on it and he blesses it, there's purpose in it. So I'm speaking directly to you business owners and to those of you who know business owners who struggle with that. Do I sell? What am I supposed to do with the resources? To help us understand that, you know, part of the reason that business owners do sell is they want the freedom to be more generous with the resources that are created in the sale. Well, let's take a quick 60-second break. And when we come back, we'll talk just a little bit more about this question. And maybe, just maybe, we'll get on to the next one. And we'll be back in just 60 seconds with more Crystal Clear Finances. If a business is not run properly when it comes to retirement, will you be able to sell it? This is Crystal Langdon with today's financial gem. Business owners often count their business as their largest retirement asset, but in order for someone to buy it, it must be structured properly with a team that can carry the vision, diversified customers and products, and strong financials. Start with the end in mind and position your business so it can truly be a retirement asset. Call Crystal Clear Finances at 518-433-7181 and have confidence for every financial decision. And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. Such a pleasure to be here with you. And yes, I did it. I spent the last 20 minutes just preaching. And I don't know how that happens, but I just get so fired up when I think about how God empowers us to own businesses, to create and create a culture within our business, to be able to create resources that we can live and give in the manner that God has called us. And right before the break, I talked about the first question out of five that we should be asking ourselves as business owners when we're beginning to think about selling. And what is one of those questions is, what am I personally looking to achieve with the sale or the investment of this company? And we talked about before the break, the Barnhart family, one of the largest crane operators, definitely in the United States, possibly in the world, but don't quote me on that. You can Google it if you'd like. And the fact of how they've been able to take their business and be so generous with it. You know, I was listening to Casey Crawford the other day. He was one of the speakers at Kingdom Advisors. And I'm going to finish with this example. So the rest of the four questions we'll do in a future show, but I feel like this is so important. And Casey Crawford, just for those who might be football fans, he played for the Buccaneers. He also played for the Panthers, I think it was. And he won a Super Bowl. Okay. So pretty big deal. So he was able, when he first got out into his coaching, into his football career, he met a financial coach and he said, the coach said, how are you doing? He goes, I am making $150,000. I have it all. This is phenomenal. If I never make another cent, this is great. And so the financial coach said, really? Really? And he began to talk to him about making a lifestyle ceiling. And of course, Casey Crawford got up and talked about this at the Kingdom Advisors about how when he first came into this money, it was enough and he was so excited about it. But then as life began to go on, he began to make more. And in fact, now he is the owner of Movement Mortgage, right? He's the one that mortgages across the country. But if he hadn't remembered what God had said, he said, I remember driving when I told my wife and I said, okay, here's our lifestyle ceiling. God's showing me how to revitalize the mortgage industry to make it where it can be faith-based, to have organizations within his Movement Mortgage that help his people. All right, so make real change. He says, and I remember God telling me that, and I knew I had to go home to my wife and say, hey, you know how we have this money over here and we're going to be fine? God's given me this idea for something over here. It's going to be huge. And of course, she's going to smile. This is going to be happy. We're going to live happily ever after. Until he had to tell her that God said, remember that ceiling that I had you put, the lifestyle ceiling? So you're going to still live on this money over here that you said was so much money. And we're going to take everything this company makes and we're going to turn it back into the kingdom. We're going to revitalize the financial industry. We're going to revitalize the mortgage industry. We're going to revitalize lives. We're going to have kingdom impact. So at first it didn't go well when he went home. But needless to say, they are in total agreement and they are changing the world. Many of you have heard of Larry Burkett, right? He talked a lot about getting out of debt and how Larry Burkett worked hand in hand with Ron Blue because Larry Burkett would help people get out of debt. And then they're like, now what do I do? And then Ron Blue would come in, kind of like when we see people that Dave Ramsey helps them get out of debt. And we say, okay, now you know what need help. We'll show you what to do. Well, what happened was, Casey Crawford has now bought the Ron Blue financial planning practice and is determined to continue to make faith-based investing a huge part of this country's movement. So I go back to the first question that we have to ask ourselves as business owners. Why? What are we thinking about when we are looking to achieve when we sell our business or we get an investment into our company? There is a responsibility that comes with being a business owner. We do want to be generous. We do need to set lifestyle ceilings. I remember when God spoke to me and said, Crystal, you got to set one. I'm like, not really, until I did. And he knows the amount. And it was interesting. I just got back from Kingdom Advisors. And did you know from stage, Sharon Epps, the president of Kingdom Advisors, said, there's an advisor out here named Crystal Langdon. And I had lunch with her a year ago, and she told me what her lifestyle ceiling was so she would be held accountable. And she said that from stage. I think that was God's little nudge to me to say, it's a real deal with me, Crystal. I am excited to be talking to you today and over the next few weeks about business ownerships. Business owners can shape this country. We can make a difference. And so I encourage you to give our office a call at 518-433-7181. Let's sit down. Let's go over every one of these questions and find out what do you need to be doing to get your business in shape, to make sure it's growing the way it needs to, but also that when it is time and God says, okay, pass the baton is ready to be passed. So give us a call at 518-433-7181 and then join us again next week as we continue to provide financial clarity so that you can have confidence for every financial decision. Thank you and God bless. This program is for educational purposes only. We understand that finances are complex. Facing them alone causes stress, resulting in wrong choices, missing out on opportunities, and having to settle for a lower standard of living. At Crystal Clear Finances, our team approach focuses on providing clarity and confidence so you can make the right financial decisions.
Investment advisory and financial planning services are offered through Alpha Star Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Crystal Clear Finances and Alpha Star are separate and independent entities. SEC registration does not constitute an endorsement of the firm by the commission, nor does it indicate that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.